Okay, guys, well, let's see how it goes with recording it. So on Yutena and Aleph, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Muna, Mishum Rabbi Yuda, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Im Hivsik Ba Kedei L'Kore Kulam, Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovato. So if you stop, you pause in the middle of Kriyat Shema for the amount of time that it'll take for you to finish Kriyat Shema, even if you go back and then you finish Kriyat Shema, you are not Yotzei. Right, so the first position here assumes that Kriyat Shema must be said within a specific unit of time with continuity. And otherwise, there is a hefsek. Now, it's worth noting that the hefsek here doesn't matter whether you talked or simply were silent. Now, talking may be worse. And this is how the Be'er Halacha paskens that saying an extraneous word might be a hefsek even if it's a very short time, whereas the hefsek that's based on delay obviously depends on time. But both of them do qualify as a hefsek, and therefore you would have to repeat Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmi, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Kirebi, Muna. And then Rabbi Ba rules in favor of this, Shamar Rishon Yehuda, Shamar Rishon Yossi, Haglili. However, as we'll see later on in the Gemara on Amud Bet, the Gemara brings a position that disputes this. And similarly, in the Bavli, there is a machloket about whether we paskin this way. Rav Yochanan Mishem, Rav Yoshimon ben Yotadak, Af Behalel, V'kriyat HaMegillah, Kain. The same thing is true that Hefsek breaks up the Kriya such that you have to read it again for Hallel and for the reading of the Megillah. Then the Gemara says, okay, fine, but what about Kiyat Shofar? And this is also a discussion in the Bavli, obviously. So the first day in the Yerushalmi says, Amar bar Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Vu Amren, Af B'Tkiyot, Kain. The same thing is true even by Tkiyat Shofar, that if you were to pause between the tkiot, the amount of time that you could have done all the tkiot, right? We're going to see that's the general rule. Shahakadi ligmor et kula. So then you would not be yotzei. Now this the Gemara rejects. And Sal kon levet Rav v'shaman Rav Chuna v'shem Rav or v'shem Rav Chuna, different gersot here. Afilu shema'an ateisha shaot yatsa. It is simply not true that even if you saw, heard rather, the tkiot over the course of 9 hours, that would be fine, meaning you saw that you heard them very slowly, over the course of the day, you would be yotze. Now, obviously, there are practical problems here, because as the Bavli notes, there is a safek what counts as the trua, right? We have three possibilities of what the trua is, either what we call a shvarim, meaning the three longer moaning sounds, or what we call a trua, the rapid breaks, the rapid short cries, or the joint shvarim trua. Whereas in the Gemara, it's taken to be a safek. Probably some of the Gaonim assume it's not a safek, but actually all of them are right. But either way you take it, the minog that we have is to be yotzei kol hadeiot, and in fact there are certain positions. Already found in Shulchan Aruch, and briskers are very machbid on this, not just be machbid on Shvarim, Trua, and Shvarim, and Trua separately, but also to be machbid to distinguish between cases where you breathe between the Shvarim Trua and you don't breathe between the Shvarim Trua, and whether the Shvarim is a solid sound or a broken sound, right? Whether it's ooh or ooh, ooh, or something like that. So that complicates this. Right, obviously, because if you want to be yotze all the day out, right? So, and you're just hearing random sounds throughout the day, you might not hear it, but again, fundamentally, you could. And again, a lot of these are not ma'akev b'diavad, especially the chumro that I just talked about in terms of the breathing and things like that. But fundamentally, what the Gemara is telling you is that if you would spread out the tkiah, the shvarim truah over the course of the day, you would be yotze. But of course, as we're going to see, it has to be in order, right? You can't just hear tkiah, 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 shvarim, 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 shvarim So Rebbe Zeira says, when I still lived in Bavel, and we've seen this several times already, that Rebbe Zeira travels from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and as we've already seen, much of the discussion around Rebbe Zeira is how he negotiated the customs that he had from Bavel and those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, when I was in Bavel, I had a suffix about whether or not by Tekio there's a din of Hefsik. The Katsalak at Lahacha, but when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Shema'et, Rabbi Yosef, Shemer Yochanan, Filu Shaman Kol Yom, Yatza. Right, the suffix was resolved because I heard that Rabbi Yochanan definitively ruled that even if you hear the tkiot over the course of the whole day, you are yotzei v'hu sheshaman ala seder. But as I mentioned before, this is only if you hear it al haseder, right? Which again, the majority of the mafarshim assume, the Charedim, the Rashi Rilio, the Marav Fulda, that what it means is you heard tkiya trua. Tkiya or Tkiya Shvarim Trua, Tkiya, etc., and not Tkiya, Tkiya, Trua, Trua. However, there are others like the Gra who say that no, right? He's much more machmir, and he says it's not just that he needed to hear Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, but that I can't hear other sounds in between, right? Meaning I'm sitting around silently in meditation, and I hear tkiya, and then half an hour later I hear trua, so that's fine. But if I hear tkiya, and then I hear, you know, something else, so that is going to be problematic. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yossi boy, hava zetzarach pshuta harishona, v'zetzarach pshuta achrona, right? So this is a very interesting lumdish question. The Gemara says, okay, what if you have two people who both now, where they are in their hearing of of the tkiya, they need to hear a tkiya. But one of them is hearing the beginning of a unit, right, a tkiya, and then he's going to have to hear shvarim and then a tkiya, or shvarim trua, or trua and a tkiya. And someone else is at the end of the unit. He already just heard a tkiya and a shvarim trua, and now he needs to hear a tkiya. So do you think that there's a different status, a different chalos to the tkiyas, or not? So the Gemara says no. Both tekiot are the same thing, right? Both of them are called a tekiya, and therefore they can both use it for their tekiya. Now, it's just worth noting here that there is a little bit of an ambiguity around this, of whether this is a statement or a question. Because boy, while in the Bavli always means a question, in the Yerushalmi, as the Charedim notes, often doesn't mean a question. It means omar, means stead. So here, some of the mafarshim, the charedim, but I would assume that here might actually mean a question, in which case this is a suffix and not a statement. So now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Avin bar Chia boy, kriyat shema birchotel, he velo birchotel, birchotel velo he. So Gemara says, when you say that there is a hefsek, and the amount of time of the hefsek is that if you break the amount that it would take for you to say all of Shema, so what do we mean? Do we mean Shema plus brachot? Do we mean Shema without the brachot? Do we mean the brachot without Shema? Now, of course, this highlights the questions that we've been asking throughout the perek. To what extent is the birchot kriyat Shema, are they really brachot on kriyat Shema? Are they independent? Do they integrate into to one unit? So obviously you're seeing that in a very, very interesting way right here. And the simple shot of the continuation of the Gemara is that there is no resolution, because as you know, one of the things that happens in the Yerushalmi many, many more times in the Bavli is that the Yerushalmi will just leave a suffix hanging. It will not bother resolving it, which is what happens here. There's no obvious answer given in the Yerushalmi. Okay, so a hifsik shlisha. Now, he says, okay, what if you didn't have a hefsik for the time of all of Shema? You had a hefsik for the amount of time it takes to say a third of Kriya Shema. Chazer hefsik shlisha, and then do it again and again. So do we say that these add up to Kedei Likrot et Kula or not? So this commentary, that's the one of the Pnei Moshe, the Marav Fulda, his first answer. And again, what it means, they said a third, is that you said a word, right? You waited the amount of time it takes to say a third of Kriyat Shema, and then you said, Vahaya, right? You finish Vahavta, let's say, and then you wait for a minute, not a minute, I don't know, whatever, and then you say Vahaya, you wait again. Does that count? The Rav Fulda, in his second explanation, actually thinks that this is a continuation of the previous question, and says, Lishna Achrena Nir Lefarsha Shakati Yotzer Or Vavarabo Shema. That a shlish means you waited the time of the two brachot plus shema, and then you wait the amount of v'haya v'yomer v'emet v'yatziv. So right, and it's asking, right? There's a continuation of the question of is the hefsek dependent on the brachot? It's worth noting the simple pshat here and in the Bavli is that the amount of times the hefsek is dependent on how long it takes you to say all of kriyat shema and not how much time it will take you to finish Kriyat Shema from where you are. However, the Charedim, it's not 100% clear that he understands Yushalmi in this way. Okay, but this Gemara, whatever the question is, the Gemara also does not answer it. So Gemara continues, B'kore Misha'arinan. Oh, B'chod Misha'arinan. So when we say the amount of time it takes to finish Kriyat Shema, what do we mean? Do we mean an average time? Do we mean the amount of time that it takes this person, right? Which is a very interesting question, right? Conceptually, is it that there is a shear of a hefsek and is determined by everybody else? Or is it that no, it's like you personally, you've broken continuity, right? It's not like some objective shear that makes it a hefsek. It's that you, right? You, the way you relate to creation, well, I could have finished it and therefore there's a break for me. And the Gemara says, Amar of Matanya, Mistabra Bekore Atzmo. Conceptually, it assumes in the Zohi Paskin that we determine it by your own speed of Kriyat Shema. So as you know, some of you guys are much faster readers, some are slower readers. Let's just assume faster and slower, and not some of you have Kavanah and some of you do not, which is how the Charedim understands it, right? That it's just people read slower and faster. It goes by your personal speed. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Abba Shal or Rabbi Yochanan began the Anakari Shema v'Amar Vona v'Tunavon u'Mafzik. What if I'm saying Shema while I'm walking, and while I'm walking, I end up in a dirty place where I'm not allowed to say Shema? Right? There's feces, there's whatever. So Nafik Ani Dechavati and my Yotzei Kriyat Shema Amar Lei. So, right? He could be asking, right? Is the fact that like there's an objective moment when I can't say Shema? Is that like a super hefsek? And the Gemara answers that no, Amr Le Rabbi Abba Bini and Masakati Rigurakulo Yatsu De Chovatcha, right? There isn't like some super hefsik, right? It goes based on how much time it took, right? If you pass through for 10 seconds, so yes, you couldn't read in that time, but it wasn't Kadesh, right? The amount of time it would take you to say Kriyat Shema, so it's not a hefsik. Now, it is worth noting that in the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't even believe in all of this hefsek stuff at all. And he says you can always go back, which is obviously not the position that Yerushalmi. Rabbi Lazar Salik Mivakra L'Rishun Bar Abba. So Rabbi Lazar went to visit Rishun Bar Abba. Amar Le begin to Anatoshish. He says, I'm sick, I'm weak. V'anakari Shema Mitnam name. So I fall asleep in the middle of Shema. Nafik Anadei Chavati. Am I Yotze Shema? Amar Le in. Says, yes. Right? You are Yotze. Now, it's also possible that this is less of a halachic question, more of a mitzvah question, right? Is do I have to be worried, right? I nod off, like, for a second. Do I have to be worried that I nodded off so long that I could finish it? And he said, no, you don't have to be worried, therefore you're Yotze. So now the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yirmiya by Kume, Rabbi Zera, began to realize our Yotze, Rabbi Shimon Bar Bama, document, Tzotze Sagan, Harilei. Is he telling him, the real halacha, right? Because he said, I know you're really careful in mitzvot, so I'm telling you the real halacha. Began to tasha shorilei, or no, he was sick, and therefore he was telling him what he needed to hear. He didn't want him to, put in the effort. It wouldn't be healthy for him. But in fact, he didn't paskin that way. He wasn't yotzei. So the Gemara continues, Amar Lei, Beferish Pligan. No, they really are arguing halachically, because Yochanan simply doesn't believe that there's a problem in these hefsek, and therefore, yeah, even if you fell asleep, he thinks it would be fine. Now, as I noted before, right, the question of whether of where you line up the position of Rabbi Yochanan is different in the Bavli, in Megillah Yudchet, and in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled, the discussions play out differently. It's also interesting to know that Tosfot, and this is Nifsak Lalachan Ramah, thinks that all these hefsiks are if it's not a case of ones, right? Normally, ones is less strict, right, where you're under duress, but here they assume it's more strict, that even if you think that sometimes there isn't a hefsik, because, right, it's not long enough, if you were forced to take a hefsik, and therefore, you know, your time is not your own, so at that point, we assume that you weren't thinking about Kriyat Shema properly, and therefore, there is going to be a hefsik. So Gemara says, Ma pligan, what's the machloket? Where are they arguing? Only be Kriyat Shema, Neshuya prakim prakim. The reason they're arguing and that Rabbi Yochanan can entertain the possibility that there's no problem of hefsik by Shema is only because the parashiyot of Shema are not written contiguously in the Torah. Therefore, they aren't a real unit, right? We make them a unit, but they are not a fundamental unit in the Torah, and therefore, we can be possibly more lenient in terms of the hefsek. However, everyone's going to agree, Abba Bahalul, Vikrita Megillah, Ofer Bilazar Modi, that everyone will agree that you do have to go back, because, right, Halel and Megillah, these are intrinsic, these are fundamental units in Tehillim, and obviously the Megillah itself. Okay, the Mishnah continues about greeting people. So Tani, Hashoel b'shalom rabo, mishu gadolin b'tara should be ado. You are allowed to greet your Rebbe or someone greater than you. And why is it saying this? Because as we're going to see in a moment, certain people had the minhag in Bavel, that they didn't greet their Rebbeim at all. They just thought the notion of greeting a Rebbe at all was a lack of honor. And Hada Amra, so Gemara says, well, if I'm allowed to, then I must. Shadam Sarag L'shol B'mishu Gadol Menu B'Torah, right? If you think it's not disrespectful to greet your Rebbe, then it must mean that you must greet your Rebbe. Now, the Haredim assumes that even though we're in the middle of a discussion about Kriyat Shema, this is not about Kriyat Shema. It's just a general statement about the importance of greeting those that are, you know, your Rebbeim and those that are greater than you. The Rashi really assumes that no, this is actually relating to the Kriyat Shema issue, that once we say that you have to greet your Rebbeim, that means that it's not just that you could greet them during Shema, but you should. Now, Halach L'maisa, in general, we assume you do not greet people during Shema, because nowadays people understand they're not insulted if you don't greet them during Shema. So now the Gemara brings another proof. Od min hadad etani kara v'chazer mon hashama. If someone tore kriya because they think because they thought their relative died, but in fact they had fainted or something like that, avalim alatar, and then you know they fainted, but then they come back and then they actually die. Eino tzarach lekroa. You don't have to tear. In la'achar zman tzarach lekroa. But if it's more than a moment, then you have to tear. V'kamehi alatar. How much is alatar? Kedei dibor. V'kamehi kedibor. How much is kedei dibor? Reb Simon Reb Shem Reb Shub Ben Levi kedei shel tshom bedan lachaviro. So Rabbi Simon says it's the amount of time it takes me to greet my friend, meaning Shalom Alecha, Shalom Aleichem, whatever. Abu Bar Bar Chana, B'Shem Yochanan, K'day Shilat Shalom, and Arav L'Talmid. No, it's the added word that takes when you greet your Rebbe. V'yomer lo Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. When you say, Shalom, my teacher, and some of your so, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Umarith, or three words, or four words. Now, the Gemara is simply just proving that there is a way of greeting your Rebbe from here, right? Parenthetically, the notion of Shtei Gedibor, right? So while in many places in Shas it is presented as the right to be chozer, right? That I, you know, I said something and I take it back. Obviously, in a case like this, right, by the Kriya, it's not chazara. It's telling you that if you tore a Kriya before the person died and then he died within the time of Shtei Gedibor, so then the Kriya counts, which shows you that at least one way of conceptualizing Kedei Dibor is that there is a minimum unit of time in Halacha. Halacha doesn't work, you know, it works in atomic units, and that unit is Kedei Dibor. And therefore, it's considered happening at the same time. But anyway, the Girsa says Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Rosh Tzvili Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umari, and that's the time. And you see from here that you are supposed to greet your Rebbe, right? The fact that there is such a shir that is predicated on the greeting you give your Rebbe shows you're supposed to greet him. Rabbi Yochanan Mistamech, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Idi, So now it tells you a story. Rabbi Yochanan was leaning on Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi while they were traveling. And then he noted that Rilazar hid from him. What is this horrible thing that this Bavli guy is doing to me? He doesn't greet me. And I hear he doesn't quote me, right, in Shir, right? He quotes my teaching, doesn't say my name. And he said, ah, don't. So Rabbi Yaakov tries to calm him down. He says, don't worry, that's just Minak Bavel. Zero lo shalom b'shalom rabbi. Lesser people just don't greet their rabbi. Inon mikaymen reuni narim v'nechbau. Just like in Eov, when Eov was describing how chashuv he was, he said that when people would see him, they would hide from him, right? They were embarrassed. They would, right? And now, you know, Eov is saying, and now they don't care about me at all, right? They have no problem insulting me. But they would, right? But you see that people would not greet those that are greater. They would hide from them. Now, interestingly enough, the Ramah actually does quote this Minag of Bavel as a Yesh Omrim, lehalacha, that maybe we actually paskin that way, that you're not supposed to greet your Rebbeim. This is in Reis Mem Bet, Miradeya, in Simen Tet Zayin. And the Gra notes that this is based on this Minag quoted in the Yerushalmi. However, he notes that, first of all, the Bavli is against this, and he notes that the Maskana of the Yerushalmi seems to be against this as well, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan was angry about it, right? And therefore, yes, there was such a minhag, but the Gra says, what are you talking about? How could you paskin that way? Right, that seems to be against the simple Torah of the Bavli, which always talks about Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori as the shir of Toch Kedei Dibor. And again, even in the Yerushalmi, they're defending, right? They're defending the practice, saying he's not trying to disrespect you, but Rabbi Yochanan was insulted by it, which shows that this was not exactly something that should be endorsed. So the Gemara then continues, Mima Halchin, while they were walking, right? So now the Gemara is going to tell you how he calmed him down by the fact he never quoted him. So he sees the Beit Midrash, and Amarle, Ha'chaver Meriyata Vidarish. Oh, this is Rameyer's Beit Midrash. Amar Shmuatam in Shmei de Rabbi Yishmael. And he used to quote Rabbi Yishmael, V'lo Amar Shmuatam in Shmei de Rabbi Akiva. But he never quoted Rabbi Akiva. And he said, ah, who cares? Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Amarle, Kol Alma Yadin de Rameyer Tamid de Rabbi Akiva. Why should Rameyer quote Rabbi Akiva by name? Everybody knows he was his Talmud. Everybody knows that everything that he got, all his Torah, is from Rabbi Akiva. Why should he bother quoting him? So he says, are you listening to what you're saying? Right? Amarlo, Kulei Alma Yadin, Rabbi Lazar, Tamid Rabbi Yochanan. Why are you upset that Rabbi Lazar doesn't quote you by name? Everybody knows that you're his Rebbe Muvak. Everyone knows that you are his Rebbe, and therefore his teachings come from you. So why are you upset that he didn't quote you by name? Same way you assume the Remeir did not to quote Rabbi Akiva by name. So Ma'u Meved Kume Adjui Silmei. Now once he's talking, they learn another halacha, and they say, are you allowed to pass by an idol? Or is that like showing it a kavod? So Amar Lei, Ma'ed Bagun Le'ikar, what kavod is that you're passing by? Ela Avar Kume V'Sameyene, why don't you pass it and close your eyes, and that will show that you are mizalzel. So Amar Lei, Rilazar Yod Avad Lavad Kumach. He says, are you listening to what you're saying? If Rilazar comes from Bavel, and the minhag is that when he sees his Rebbe, he doesn't greet him. So if he were to see you when he passed by, he would have, right, he'd be in an awkward situation. So what would you want him to do? He'd come by and he'd close his eyes. But you just said that is the most degrading thing you could do. And therefore, that's what you should do to Avodah Zarah, right? So don't you understand why he hid himself so that he wouldn't have to see you? Because he wanted to hold him in a bavel, not to greet you, right? And he didn't want to pass by and close your eyes, which would be disrespectful. So he's not trying to disrespect you. He's trying to respect you, just following them in a bavel. And that's how the Haredim understand the Pnei Mimosha. The Marafolda explain it differently. Right, and they're saying, do you want him to give him kavod? Right, maybe by not coming by you, right, with his eyes closed, that is a sign of kavod. Okay. So Amar Lai, and he said to him, Yaakov Baridi Yodeat Lafayis. You know what? You really know how to comfort a person. You've made me feel better that he's not trying to disrespect me. We'll pick up with the bottom of your tenement bet tomorrow.